Shalom and good day, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome once again to the daily devotion. Brother Edgardo here once again, bringing you simple nuggets from the Word of God. Today, let us continue with our subject, the church in its beauty and power. Now, yesterday, we started talking about resurrection and metamorphosis. And we will continue it today. We know that resurrection is offered by God to those who shall believe His Son. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet he shall live. Amen." Now, this plan of God was not yet known mostly to the Old Testament folks. And they had no idea about resurrection. Well, of course, except for chosen men of God like Abraham, like Joseph, Job, and David. Joseph knew resurrection, yes. He said to his brethren, "God shall surely visit you and shall take you out of this land of bondage. And if that happens, please bring with you my bones." Amen. Please bring with you my bones. Amen. And in Abraham, no resurrection also. He said, "Even if I offer up Isaac unto Yahweh and be dead, this El Shaddai is able to raise up Isaac to life again." Because he said, God said, "In Isaac shall thy seed be called." Amen. What a faith our father Abraham was holding on to. Amen. Now, resurrection was doctrinized by the Pharisees in Jesus' time, but their life is away from what they believe. They confess resurrection with their lips, but the thing is, there was no power which emanates from their hearts. They are still grasping in gross darkness. They are still hopeless. Amen. They are still living in bondage, in the fear of death. Amen. Their lives was not showing what their lips were trying to confess. Now, in Matthew chapter 22, verse 23 to 31, we can read, "The same day came to him the Sadducees, which say that there is no resurrection, and ask him, saying, 'Master, Moses said, if a man die, having no children, his brother shall marry his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. Now there were with us seven brethren, and the first, when he had married a wife, deceased, and having no issue, left his wife and to his brother. Likewise, the second also, and the third, and unto the seventh. And the last of all the women, died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be of the seven? For they all had her." Jesus answered and said unto them, "Ye do hear, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. For in the resurrection, they neither marry, nor are given in marriage, but they are as the angels of God in heaven. But as touching the resurrection of the dead, have ye not read that which has spoken unto you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? God is not the God of the dead, but of the living." And when the multitude heard this, they were astonished at his doctrine. Amen. Now, look at the scriptures. When the Sadducees questioned the Lord about resurrection, you will know how shallow was the understanding of the Pharisees about resurrection. You see, the Sadducees heard that Jesus was also teaching resurrection like the Pharisees. And so they went in near Jesus with an intention of shutting down Jesus like what they did with the Pharisees. If you read the scripture carefully, the Sadducees that went on questioning the Lord was at the first very confident that when this question would be raised to Jesus, this Jesus would surely could not answer like those Pharisees. Yes. Obviously, this question was already asked to the Pharisee, and none of the Pharisees could answer. In other words, this question is their silencer to those who claim that there is resurrection. And so they try this question to the Lord with the intention of making Jesus keep silent about resurrection. But to their surprise, the answer was full of meaning. It was full of life. The answer was heard from a mouth which had the source of all wisdom. Amen. The answer was not like the answer they heard from the Pharisees. The answer was the answer made the multitude astonished, even the Sadducees and the Pharisees, it kept the Sadducees silent instead. Amen. Jesus said, "Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but as the angels of God in heaven." Amen. Amen. Now, moving forward, we can see that even the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ could hardly understand about life and resurrection in their days of following the Lord. Now, in the ministry of the Lord, if I remember right, three times the Lord talked about his death and resurrection to the disciples. And none of them totally understood what it really was until that event happened. This was evident with the reactions of the disciples after Jesus' death. The women prepared spices before they went to the tomb where Jesus' body was laid. They did not expect that when they arrived there, they could not see the Lord's body. Having been there and knowing that the body was not there, they even thought maybe that somebody has stolen the Lord's body. But the angel talked to them and reminded them and told them that the Lord has risen. Amen. The angel said, "Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of the sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again?" And the Bible said the women remembered his words. And they went to the 11 disciples of the Lord and told them about the things they heard from the angel. But the Bible said in Luke chapter 24, verse 11, look at this, Luke 24, verse 11, "And their words," the words of the women, "and their words to them," to the 11 disciples, "were like foolishness. They did not believe them." They did not believe the reports of the women. Can you see that? And Peter arose and went into the tomb. And really, the body of Jesus was not there. But he still don't believe the reports of the women. The Bible said he went away from the tomb, wondering to himself at what had happened. Amen. Can you see that, brothers and sisters? It was not yet clear to the disciples of the Lord the things about resurrection, even the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the two disciples who was walking on the road to Emmaus, they were talking about the event that had happened, and their heart was really sad about what had happened to their master. They have heard what the women had said about the Lord's body that was missing on the scene. They have heard what the angels had said to the women, but they want clarification of the things that had happened. And so resurrection was not clear unto them. And they felt hopeless. They felt sad. But when the Lord Jesus appeared unto all of them, and they have confirmed that the Lord had risen, they remembered all scriptures pertaining to the Lord's death and resurrection. And so the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ was a confirmation that there really was and there really is a resurrection. Amen. He conquered death. He destroyed him who had the power of death. Amen. In Hebrew chapter 2, verse 14 to 15 again. Hebrew chapter 2, verse 14. He also himself likewise partook of the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. Amen. True death, it said, it is spoken here, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. Amen. And delivered us, delivered those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Amen. The death and resurrection of the Lord has been the good news. And since then, the saints has this lively hope. Amen. His death and resurrection really erased all doubts, confirmed and reconfirmed what was written in scriptures in the Old Testament. His death and resurrection has been giving us lively hope, has been giving unto the saints lively hope who receive the same precious faith as the apostles of old. Amen. Thereby delivering those who have the faith from the fear of death and in bondage thereof. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So it was not just a talk. It was not just a hearsay. Resurrection is a proven thing. Amen. And the disciples' heart was strong, was strongly edified, especially that upon the resurrection of Christ, with him are the Old Testament saints resurrected also. Amen. And it is written in Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27, verse 50 to 53, we can read, "And crying again with a loud voice, Jesus released his spirit. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were shared, and the tombs were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep arose. And coming out of the tomb after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many." Now, it says here in verse 52 and 53 that the tombs were opened. The tombs, many tombs were opened. And many bodies of the saints, many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep arose. And coming out of the tomb after Jesus' resurrection, and they went into the holy city and appeared to many. Now, These were Old Testament saints. They were resurrected together with Christ. Amen. After the resurrection, they appeared unto many. And that many there, of course, were the believers or were the disciples of the Lord. Meaning, after the resurrection of the Old Testament saints, they also appeared unto the disciples, making the disciples' heart established on the newly lively hope they received. The lively hope that whatever shall the devil do to their mortal bodies, the saints are sure that there really is resurrection thing that the Lord has promised. Amen. It is now proven true. And here they are. They are having they have been dead, but now are alive. Amen. These Old Testament saints, blessed be the name of the Lord. What a heartwarming and a heart edifying good news indeed. Amen. Resurrection is real. Resurrection is real. That fear of death was then erased. That bondage that keep the saints in prison for years has been broken. There was joy in their hearts, and everybody was strengthened. Amen. Amen. And also, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And also, the death and resurrection of Christ and the Old Testament saints did not only prove resurrection being true, but it also introduced the changing of the body. Amen. Christ and the Old Testament saints were not only brought back to life again, risen to life again, but they were raised in incorruption. Amen. They were risen gloriously. They were not only risen and brought to their terrestrial body, but they were risen with bodies incorruptible. Amen. And this was proven in different instances in the four gospel books about the resurrection of Christ. Now, in John chapter 20, we read John chapter 20, verse 19 and 20, the Bible said, Then the same day at evening, being the first of the Sabbaths, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." And when he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. And in verse 26, John chapter 20, verse 26, after 8 days, the disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace to you." Now, brothers and sisters, this happened after his resurrection. Upon the disciples' gathering, of course, the door was being shut, and of course the windows were shut also, because the disciples feared some group of the Jews, being them gathered together. Now, the resurrected Christ just suddenly stood in their midst. The Bible said so. It simply means he did not get inside through the door or through the window or any openings. He just suddenly appeared in their midst. Can you see that, brothers and sisters? Jesus was risen in incorruption. He was risen in a condition where this terrestrial earth has no longer power, has no longer in position to hold and affect too. And all the saints who were resurrected with him were raised with incorruptible bodies. Amen. They had undergone metamorphosis, a complete change bodily. Amen. And since then, brothers and sisters, resurrection and the changing of the body have been the good news. The good news that was proven. It was proven by no other than the Lord Jesus Christ, and with him were the saints of old. Amen. It has been the good news that brought lively hope to all believing saints. Amen. And Paul was so clear about this. He said that if this earthly tabernacle will be dissolved, we have a building from God. Amen. We have a house not made with hands. And Peter said, we have an inheritance which is incorruptible and undefiled and unfading, reserved in heaven for you and me, kept by the power of God. Amen. What a gospel. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions, and I go there to prepare a place for you. What is this saying, brothers and sisters? This is a proclamation that God has prepared for us a body, a heavenly one. That once this earthly body of ours shall be clothed with that heavenly body reserved for us, we will be put in incorruption. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This was what happened to the Lord and to the Old Testament saints. They had already received their inheritance. Amen. By this faith that we have, by this lively hope that we possess, there is no power of death that can hold us. Amen. Jesus Christ conquered death, and in him right now are the keys of hell and death. He said, do not fear. I am the first and the last and the living one, and I became dead. And behold, I am alive forever and ever. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and death. I have the keys of hell and death. Satan can never hold us right now anymore. We are bought with a price, and our possessor had in his hands the keys of hell and death. Amen. Amen. Now, what I am doing is that I am laying a foundation for us to see in the remaining 3 days of our sharing. I am laying a foundation of what God shall be doing in his church in these last days. And I pray that I have laid what should be laid, and God shall enable us to see his mighty hands in his church these coming days. You know, as I was listening to Brother Tim's sharing on that the subject, why are we sick? The Lord leads me to see some of the things that he shall be doing in the last days. Amen. And this is what I'm going to share to you, brothers and sisters. I hope you have followed me. And I pray that the Lord shall bless us more spiritual blessing in the coming days. Because we are moving into the time that the church will be displayed in its beauty and power. Amen. Now, I think this is up for today. May God bless you today, is my prayer. Amen.